Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
You're listening to the man who has received so much recognition for his work on behalf of small business that he had to get a bigger mantle for his awards and a wider door for his head.
You have reached the transmitting signal for the big giant head. All big giant circuits are busy right now. Please stay on the line.
Mr. Humble, Jim Blasingame.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. Very excited about having Dr. Faith Whittier back on the show. Dr. Faith is a board-certified obstetrics gynecology doctor, member of the FACOG and the ACOG. She's got lots of letters behind her name. She served as a policymaker for the Medical Committee for Women's Health and Policy Planning in Texas. She's a member of the Houston Blockchain Alliance, which is, makes her extra fascinating. And she's our good friend, Faith. Welcome back.
Thank you. Thank you, Jim, for having me. I appreciate it. So the Women's Health and Family Planning, I do want to say they've renamed themselves to Everybody Texas, and I'm the medical director there. So
all right. Everybody Texas. Well, get us that new information so we can update your records here. So, Faith, one of the things that I've been working on in a separate project of mine, a volunteer project, is helping communities understand that going forward, there's going to be a greater need for broadband out to the last mile. And I mean out to grandma's place in the far end of the county where AT&T and Comcast doesn't go. They're going to need to have, increasingly, they're going to need to have broadband connectivity because for no other reason than for medical reasons, number one, because you and I both know, Faith, you're going to practice medicine one day when doctors don't even take, they rarely take office calls. That'll happen in your lifetime. It may not happen in my lifetime. It'll happen in your lifetime. You'll practice medicine like that. You already know how the medical practice is changing. And so increasingly, we've got to have communities with broadband. And I know you're dealing with this right now in your work.
Yeah, you're absolutely right. And I think when you speak of broadband, you're referring to telemedicine and really the explosion that telemedicine has had this year, especially with the pandemic and everyone having to sort of quarantine. Patients have really relied on telemedicine more and more to connect with their doctors. Doctors have felt more comfortable adopting telemedicine in their practices. One of the reasons that has helped that process is there was lax in regulations because of the pandemic. So, you know, security issues, HIPAA issues that were issues before were laxed a little bit. So you could connect with your doctor on Skype or however you could. So telemedicine has really taken some leaps and bounds. Now, we'll roll those things back. Those regulations will come back again. But it really kind of relaxed the playing field so that people could get on board. And you're right. Grandma in the most remote places will need to get her EKG reading to her doctor, who will probably be several towns away.
And it needs to be, maybe in another part of the world. The file may be going to another part of the world, and so her EKG may be read in India or somewhere. But the thing is, and it's got it. We've got to have the not only the connectivity but the interfaces, because the interfaces have got to be where Grandma can doesn't have to do anything but put her hand on the screen. That's all you know. You know, Miss Jones, put your hand on the screen, hold it there till I tell you to take it away. And she does that, and that's all she has to do. And then, but we've got to get this done. And if the broadband is not there, if it breaks down, the record breaks down, transmission of her health care, her health situation breaks down. And so these are things. Yeah. Here's another thing that's important, and that I know you're working on too. Her daughter would like to go spend more time with her to look after her and work remotely while they're looking after their mother or father or parents, and they can't work remotely from their that home if they don't have broadband. I mean, there's a double reason to have this, isn't it?
Yeah, absolutely. The whole working dynamics are shifting tremendously. They even say post-pandemic, many, many people will still be working remotely from home. And so broadband, I mean, if we don't start to solve those issues, we will have tremendous breakdown. And in medicine, because medicine is moving digitally, away from paper charts, it's going to be a real issue.
Another thing that we need the broadband for is something else that she's working on. Broadband, your medical records on blockchain. We're going to get Dr. Faith Whittier to talk to us about your records on blockchain.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.